It's the same thing b'dinei mamnas. If you pay off money, so the two shluchim that are bringing the money, they could be edim that they paid up the money. The Gemara says, I need all these three cases. Do Yashmin and Kedushin? We only hear the Kiddush by Kedushin that we believe the Shluchim, they can become Edim. I'll tell you Mishum de la Mitzvah, Kossi. Because what is Kedushin? You're making this lady Osa to the whole world. So there's not a Svara, they should lie. They have nothing to gain, the two Shluchim, the two Edim. Because she's being Mekudish to the man. So they can't live with her, they can't marry her. So why should they lie? So by Kedushin, it's a Svara to believe the Shluchim. Avul Gershin Mashenka, when you send two shluchim to give a get to your wife, we have to be afraid maybe Nechashem ain't of Nosambo. Maybe they now look at her and they want to marry her. So maybe even though they didn't give her the get or the get wasn't kosher, still they say the get was good because they want to marry her. Kamashman, we're not afraid of that. Even though these two people are the shluchim, since they're two, they could be Edom also. Now, the Yashmin and Gerishin, if I don't hear these two cases, Gedushin and Gerishin, I tell you, Mishum, the Issasol of Eitrela Chazia. Because the Kopar on the story is the wife is not good to two. In other words, these two people not can marry her. So therefore, two would not lie. Avu Mamayna, but the question if you paid up the money or not, Ema Hani Miflai Pligi. Maybe these two really are lying and they want to divide up the money between themselves. In other words, these two shluchim now that took the money, maybe really they're keeping the money for themselves. And they'll go 50-50. And we're only saying that we paid up the money. So therefore, Tzrich, I need the Chiddush in both places, all three cases, that I say Shliach is trusted, and we believe him to be an aid. Even though before it's Mashman, the question is if he's about Dover or not, now Mashman the Shaler is a Chash Meshaker. Are we afraid he's lying or not? Kamashman, no, we're not afraid he's lying. Now the Gemara says, though, Maikasava, what does Rava hold? Ikasava, if Rava holds the Locher is, that Hamal v'chaveru b'edim, when you lent your friend money in front of two edim, that the locher is sarach l'poru b'edim. When he pays you back, he has to pay back in front of two edim. And if he doesn't pay back in front of two edim, he's not believed to say he paid back. If that's what Rava holds, if so, hani nogein b'edis ninu. These two shluchim now that took the money, what happened? Reuven owes money to Shimon. So Reuven made two shluchim here to take the money to Shimon. So now these two shluchim, they have the money, but they have to give it to Shimon. So how are these two edim then what to say they gave the money to Shimon? The chura, these two people, now these two shluchim, are nogeim b'edus nenu. Because di amri loy peranu, they would say that we did not pay up. Omalu, we would tell them, peranu, you have to pay up. In other words, it's like this. When the loiva, Reuven, gives the money to the shluchim, he's like giving over the money now to the shliach. And the Mastami gave it in front of two edim. If he gave it in front of two edim, they're not nemah to say they paid up the money unless they gave it in front of two edim. So if they would want to say that we couldn't give it, but instead we gave it back, they would have to have two edim saying they gave it back. And since they don't have two edim, they gave it back, they would be mechayev themselves to pay the money. So therefore, we can't believe them, but they're edis. They're like a negayev edis. Like they have to say that they paid the money to the malva. Because otherwise, if they would say they gave the money back to the Leivam, they would have to pay, they wouldn't be believed. So therefore, how could Rav say, we believe these two shluchim, they are Nogeya B'edus? El or rather, it has to be like this, Li'erlam K'sava, really Rav holds, that the locher is Hamal V'eschavera B'edim, if you lend somebody money, even though you do it in front of two Edim, the locher is Ein Tzor L'Chorea B'edim. He does not Pedavka have to pay you back in front of two Edim, unless you speak out to make it tonight clearly. But if you don't speak out a special condition, he doesn't have to pay you back bedavk in front of two edim. Therefore, these two shluchim are not called a negei bedavr. They're believed to be edim. Because with that, either way they want, they could say, Omigo diyochli lameimer, ahadrinu l'loiva. Since if they wanted to, they could say, we gave the money back to the loiva. Even though the loiva gave these two people the money to give over to the malva, but if they wanted to, they could have said, listen, it's too far of a trip, we just can't go. So instead, we gave you back the money. If they would have said that, they would be Neman. So since they have a right to say that, is Yecholim Lameima Parina Lamalva. They also have a right to say, we paid up the Malva. And therefore, they would be Neman. Therefore, we believe them a Terasadis. Therefore, they're not called Negei B'edis. But if they would have to give the money back Dafka in front of Tuedim, they would not be Neman to say they gave the money back to the Leiva. Then we cannot believe them when they say they gave the money to the Malva. Because it's considered like they're a Negeia B'edis. But now the Gemara says, but for Hashta now, the Tikkun Rabban and Shua says, now that the Rabban were Masakin, even if you're a Kaifer Akil, Like this case here, the loiver says, listen, Tushluchim, I gave you the money. Now, the Tushluchim want to say, but we gave you back the money. Yeah, the loiver says, no, nothing doing, I never got the money back from you. So Midi Rai said, the potter, they're a kefir kol, they said, listen, the money you gave us, we gave it back to you, don't bother me, I don't owe you anything. The loiver says, no, I gave you the money and you didn't give it back to me. So they're a kefir kol, they're disagreeing totally, they're potter Midi Rai. But now that the Rabbanim were Masakin and Shavuos Heses, that even when you totally disagree, still you have to swear. So it comes out, these two shluchim now, if they would want to say that they gave the money back to the loiva, they would have to swear to it that they gave the money back to the loiva. So therefore, has to the tikkun Rabbanim and Shavuos Heses, so therefore now these two shluchim are not nemen anymore, but teres eidus. And Tosfos speaks out that eidim have to be al pi shnayim eidim yakum dover. We have to believe two people what they tell us themselves. We have to believe their words. If we can believe what they're saying, that's called eidus. If we can't believe their words, if we have to come on to a shvua, if they have to swear to us first, that's not called eidus. And over here, if they don't swear, they'll be negei b'eidus. So therefore, they have to swear first. Therefore, they are possibly eidus. So what do we do in such a case? Again, where the loiva sent the $100 back to the malva through to eidim, to shluchim. And now these two shluchim are telling the loiva, you should know, I gave you back the money. So what do we do now? So loch is like this. Mishtaba hani eidim tiyivnalei. That the two eidim now have to swear whatever they say. Either they say that we gave it to the loiva, or else we gave it to the malva, whichever way they have to swear. Or mishtaba malva d'loshokolei. And now, let's say the case where the loiva says, I gave the two shluchim money to give to you the malva. And the two shluchim, let's say they say, yes, we gave the money to the malva. Just the malva says, nothing doing, I never received the money. I didn't receive my money. So in such a case, the two shluchim has to swear to the loiva that they did what they were supposed to. Because the loiva has to believe the shluchim, because the loiva appointed them to be his shliach. Now, the malva, he doesn't believe these two shluchim, because the malva did not appoint them to be the his shliach. So I say, who are you to swear? I don't believe your word you're saying. So therefore, the malva is still arguing, saying, listen, I did not receive my money back yet. So therefore, what he has to do is mishtabe malva to leishokalei. So the malva has to swear to us also that he did not receive any money yet. And in such a case, the loiva now would have to pay the money to the malva. The shliach apotar, because they swear to whatever they say. Once they swear, we have to believe them. But our korponim, the loiva, still has to pay the malva. The malva says, I didn't receive any money yet, and he swears to it that he didn't receive any money, so therefore the lochuri, the loiva, would have to pay the malva. Now going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ish mekadesh es bitoy, that the father has a right to marry you off his daughter. Tanan osim, learn someplace else, learn the Gemara in Gittin, that nara hamarosim, the case where the father married off his nara, and she only had kedushin. She's mereses, she has kedushin. So the locher is, he v'yavio mekablen es gita. Either she or her father could receive her get. If the husband now wants to give her a get, she's only a nara hamurasa, she only had kedushin, she's still b'rishus avio, therefore either the father could receive the get, or else the get could go into her hand. On this, Amar Rav Yehuda says, no, ein shte yodayim zeiches kachet. No, two hands, there's no two hands to be zeicher. Ela rather avio mekabel es gita. Only the father has the yad to receive the get, and not she. She cannot receive the get. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. The Tanakhama says, no, listen, she's a nara, she's a gedel already, so therefore she could receive her own get. So shayla here in Rashi, Rashi's first sheet and the second sheet, there's a shayla in Rishonim here where the ketana could also receive the get or not. The Rashi sheet is to say, yes, the ketana could also receive her get. She has the yad to receive her own get. This is a shayla in Rashi and Chazara, already said at the beginning. But the Bible is talking about a nara. That even by a nara, Rav Yehuda says only the father could receive the get, and not she herself. The Tanakhama says no, either one, either the father or the nara could receive her own get. All right, turn over. Yes, this is the machlokes by gerushin. Now, what about kedushin? Omer Resh Lakish says ke machlokes legerushin, kach machlokes lekedushin. The same way. The Tanakhama holds that by Kedushin also, she could receive her own Kedushin. A Nara could receive her own Kedushin. For Rabbi Yechanan says, no, Machlokes LeGershin. It's only Machlokes by Gershin that the Tanakhama says she could receive her own get. Aval Kedushin, but a question when the Nara wants to get married, Divrei Hakol, everybody agrees, even the Tanakama, that the Locher is Aviyah V'lohi. Only the father could receive her Kedushin and not she. Kolzman, she's a Nara, she's not a Begeris yet. She's only 12, not 12 and a half. She's still Brishus Aviyah, so only the father could receive the Kedushin and not she. She can't receive her own Kedushin. That's what the Yechon is, and that's what we hold Locher. Now, V'yomer Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. My time is Rabbi Yechon. Why does Rabbi Yechon say this? Ali with the Rabbanan to say that there's a difference, that by Gershon both could receive it, and by Kedushin only the father, not she. So let's just like this. Gershon, the Machneses Atzim L'Rishus Aviyah, by Gershon, the Pshat is, that when the husband gives her a get now, she's only a Nara Marosa, she goes back to the father's Rishus, like the father's Nicha. Therefore, Beini Bein Aviyah, therefore, either she or the father both could accept the gerushin, because Lamaisa is going, but she's going back to the father's house. Mashenkin kedushin, but when she wants to get married, though your daughter, the mafkas atzma mishus sevia kedushin as the pshat is, she's taking herself away from the father. Yeah, and so then the locha should be avia v'lohi. Then Rav Yechonin says, according to the rabbanon, only the father has the right to let her go away from him, and not she. She does not have the right. This is the way Rav Yechonin learns. On this thing, we ask the question. Varei Maimer, there's such a case of Maimer. So we ask the Kasha, Varei Maimer, there's a case of Maimer. That's by Yovam, where he doesn't make the mitzvah derais of Bi, of Yibam, but he only makes Kedushin, he marries his sister-in-law. The Mafkas Atzma Rishusaviyah, when the brother-in-law makes the Kedushin, he's taking her away from the father's house, because up until now, she only had Kedushin with the first husband. And the husband died, without children. So now the brother has to make Yibam. So when the brother now makes Maimer Kedushin, he's taking her away from the father. Well, tonight, it's still